Welcome back. Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Time of the show where we head out and visit with an extension agent. And let's head to Wells County, Fessenden, North Dakota. And NDSU Extension is Lindsay Maddock. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
The harvest, I don't know, I suppose guys are out there today, but what's happening around Fessenden today?
Yeah, I think there's people out, everybody's trying to get done, basically. I think they want to put probably this year behind them, so.
Yeah, what a crazy year this has been, drought and then wet, a little bit of rain. Let's hope that this is the beginning of a wet spell to recharge some soil moisture, but until we got some wet, what kind of combining has been accomplished?
Yeah, well, you know, I would say most dry beans have been done for a while. I think there's a few fields where they were kind of getting some green undergrowth again, and so those ones people have been holding off on. So just a couple of those to probably wrap up for people. Soybeans, they've gotten a lot of soybeans done here in the last few weeks prior to the rain and getting going on those again now here. So there's not a lot of soybeans left to go either. And quite a bit of corn has gotten done too. So I would say, you know, that the end is near, but pretty much just corn left to go.
Okay. And about what percentage is left?
Oh, gosh. I would say we've probably getting around that 30-35% done of corn.
All right. So that means 65% to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's.
That might be a little conservative, but yeah, they're definitely making progress. So,
any soybeans left, or are they few and far between?
Yeah. No, there's some left, but I mean, we're approaching that few and far between too. You know, yields were down, and so there's just not as much hauling and stuff that needs to be done with filling up the trucks and everything. So I think soybean harvest has been cruising along. There's a little bit left, but I would say probably 15% to go. So
okay. Now, any green? I know as you drive down the township road, you're probably going too fast to notice, but any green left in the field? I mean, you're looking forward to a hard freeze to get rid of any green leaves in the corn or anything left in the soybean fields?
Yeah, no, a hard freeze will do good, and that's, I know some producers, that's kind of what they're waiting on to finish up the rest of what they have for soybeans, so yeah, at this point, I think people would be okay with that, so.
Good. I was just joking on your speed as you go down the country roads. But,
you think I have a heavy foot?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard any reports, but
okay,
just guessing.
Good. Phew.
You're a young mom, so you got places to go and people to see right away. And
I do, yes.
Long list of things to do. So, and what kind of yield reports are you hearing from farmers?
Lower than they would like, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I heard some people talk last week as far as dry beans go at probably an average of, anywhere from 300 to 500 maybe as a county average. So, definitely a very disappointing year for dry bean producers. And soybeans, I think if they were to hit 30 in places, they'd probably be celebrating. So, corn, I haven't heard a lot yet with it just kind of getting going. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you see a lot of pictures of cob size being quite small this year and everything. So we definitely know our yields are going to be down.
For sure. All right. Well, the next question, obviously, maybe not one that can be accurately answered right now. But the fertilizer situation, are some of the calls you're getting at Extension office there regarding, hey, what do I do for fertilizer?
Yeah, there's some concern around fertilizer for the coming year and everything for sure. I think we'll probably see a little bit going on this fall if time allows. And, gosh, you know, that's one thing we hope to touch on this year at our annual winter show where, and we talked about it this last summer at our crop tour, too, but just trying to get producers prepared and think about what they can do to minimize those costs, I guess. So.
Yeah, or get it. Get it on the farm and have it available.
Right. Put it where they can and try to afford what they can.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Have you heard any reports of dead deer in fields? This is kind of a game and fish a department concerned with the EHD and the midge, this little bug, and we're looking forward to getting rid of that little flies that will transmit EHD, but sure is causing a lot of fatalities in the white deer population. Heard any reports on that?
I guess I have not yet. Nope. Okay. So, yeah, it's definitely a cause for concern though this year. So, be interesting to see as more corn comes off. What's being seen, I guess. So
for sure. Okay. Livestock guys, okay with feed, or are they real concerned about having enough feed through the winter?
Probably depends a little bit. If they're able to get out on maybe some wheat regrowth this fall, or coming up here, hopefully being able to graze some corn stalks. Some people did bale their corn, and maybe oats or small grains got baled. So if they have access to any of that, they might be sitting okay as long as nitrate levels are okay and everything. But if they don't, they're probably looking at some high feed costs, and that can be concerning, of course. So
yeah, one more big expense, one more shocker. Like you said, we're looking forward to getting 2021 over with and behind us.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, yep.
All right. Lindsay Maddock, NDSU Extension, Wells County, Fessenden. Any meetings scheduled for this fall yet?
Next week we have a training coming up. It's our bovine emergency response plan training. It's for first responders and law enforcement, that type of thing, kind of learning and preparing for what to do if there were to be a truck rollover or something like that. So we have that coming up next week. Our annual winter show I mentioned before is scheduled for Thursday, December 9th. That'll be in Fessenden out at the fairgrounds. Looking forward to that. We should hopefully have a few more vendor booths and some good topics to cover this year. We're going to talk about carbon credits and touch on salinity and sodicity. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout for that. We also have in Carrington, our area puts together what's called the Central Dakota Ag Day. That's coming up on December 16th out at the Carrington Research Center. And that's kind of a neat deal where producers have a number of different presentation offerings throughout the day, and they can kind of pick and choose what they want to attend, and we'll have a keynote at the beginning and at the end of the day, too. So some things that people can look forward to locally coming up in our area. So definitely.
Great stuff, especially, grain bin safety is one good training for emergency responders, but bovine safety too. Maybe more dangerous than being in a grain bin is being around a bunch of high-stress cows that have just been involved in an accident. So,
Yes, definitely. And there has been a few accidents in our surrounding area, so it's good to get people prepared and know how to handle it and kind of bring the teams together. So,
bovine emergency preparedness. All right, excellent. Lindsay, have a great rest of the fall. We'll check in with you later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Lindsay Maddock, NDSU Extension, Wells County.